Mirandilla.
Yes,
Hey, Jasmine, it's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. How's everyone?
Good.
How's everybody?
Well, we're okay.
All right. I'm so glad I'm trying to get back in track.
Well, you'll make it. Just hang in there.
Yeah. Thing is that I'm working, and I'm getting up at 5 in the morning, and by the time we're having the class at 10, I'm so tired.
I know. That's a hard schedule.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, well, I try.
Well, that's all you can do.
Right.
He'll be on soon. He's not on yet.
Okay. So what
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakar. Anna Bakar. Gedulat Shem. Zerira. Alfekim or Yitzhak Tzari. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufreshayim sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudha kevavat shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Hem Tacharen Rachame Sidkatcha Tam Lein Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Hasim Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Tetrupet Tet Nunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiru Shata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf It brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet Notze chesed l'alapim Notze awon wafesha V'chata'a v'nake We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar Sulam commentary from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte, Bit Hilu, Urchimud, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem Yud, He, Bavav, He, Be'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, L'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Bekudsha Berichu Koma Utata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot, Belei lach mila bialma, Divae barnash, Bedach yaleya, Mineya ulan haga, Beya kalana, Dehakulu ovada, Dikshot inun, Wikola itsterich, Bialma. The energy of the year 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that we study that connect to this energy. The first verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo na tamar achoti utlabev ve'enei shetei levivot ve'evre miyada. The second verse comes from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. Excuse me. The letters of this verse, the letters of the name of the year, are separated by three letters each. Hatati odiaha wawoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale pushai la donai. Yo he wahe, we ata nasata, awon khatati, selah. The energy of the year 5777, known as the year of the goat and the year of the wake up. We also have two verses that connect to the energy of this year. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Ot tot saduni katsipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of this verse, we create Satz Ki Ach. When we take the fight, this phrase translates as appear like brothers. When we say the final words of these verse, we have Dir Yam, which translates as the Sea of Tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse, again, is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yo-he-wa-he Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first verse we study is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat ulo yachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre levav leitkadesh me ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe wah, wah, wah. Yo, la, yo, wa, la, me, hey, 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 ah, ka, ah, re, ka, ha. The second verse that had connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yo he wahe ade ad kibia yo he Adonai yo he wahe surolami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni adili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol hamachalo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham moshavtem elai el nacho. V'halakti yitchem v'chayayim yashno. V'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo la netza yo le bro av yom ru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakam ta'ta v'lo yirgas od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing the technique, the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame me shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada La awa he he a yozala me be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me a be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo wa he be wa. Ray ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names from the Sadiqim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te ah me me be shi la yo hey anu ah ka me da. Hey, hey, yo, anuda, la, hey, wam, hey, mea, yo, cha, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, hey, hey, she, ah, yo, re, ta, she, ah, hey, re, la, yo, a, wa, me, la yo be wa hey re wa yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wata me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo a hey a la wa me za yo da hey be me ka ko a la a hey hey wa re la hey yo yo me hey la yo may, hey, may. The Sadikim who left today, which is the 11th day of Tammuz. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch of Tzvi Nachov, Ben Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Eigenstein. And the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Today we are studying the Zohar from the Parasha of Balak. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When the landing page opens up, it has 54 verses, 54 parashas. Scroll down to the book of Bamidbar, and then within the book of Bamidbar, the parasha of Balak. When you open that up, it's a landing page. Scroll to section 6b, part 8, it says 6b, the Yunuka, part 8. The Yunuka is a word that means a little boy genius. We open up to verse 99. We have read in previous years the first seven verse sections. We will start with Pasuk 99 tonight. We will not finish tonight. We all titgar bam milchama kol da'it pekad l'moshe ha'le'achara share we'itema l'yehoshu u'inun Zikanim dechawo deariku yoma batreya share lav haki begin dekuhu mibedina demoshe hawo umadit sar lemoshe itzar. The Hulio Dila Nafku Adain Inun Mir Galen De Habio Mayon De Shoftim Nafkarut Uvratea Tieglon Malka de Moav Hawat Miat Eglon Dekatil Leahud Ehud Umanu Melech Achara Vedabarateya Ishtearat Vahawat Paveomana Uviste Moal Kewan Beatataman Elimelech Nisba Livrea. The translation. Nor contend with them in battle. All this was a mitzvah to Moses. However, someone else was permitted. If you would venture to say that Joshua and the elders who lived long after him were also permitted, it is not so. All were from the original courthouse of Moses, and whatever was forbidden to Moses was also forbidden to them. Furthermore, the goodly jewels have not yet come out from among them, since Ruth came in the days of the judges, and she was the daughter of Eglon, the king of Moab. Eglon died because Ehud killed him, and another king was appointed. This daughter of Eglon remained and was in the hands of a nurse in the fields of Moab. As soon as Elimelech arrived there, he took her for his son. This is my commentary. This aspect of Ruth is new to me. This is a midrash, and it is good for you to realize what is in midrashim, which are still being written today by each and every one of you. Pasuk 100. Did someone ask something? Ve'ite ma digaira Elimelech Taman La'ela kol orche beita umechla Umishteya olifat emate Itkairat levatar kadazlat Banami kedenamrat amech ami v'alohaich elohai nama b'ivnei amon v'yome de David nafka. The translation. If you say that Elimelech converted her there, it is not so. However, she was taught all the household customs, including permissible food and drink. When did she get converted? Later on, when Naomi left. Then she said, "Your people shall be my people, and your Elohim, my Elohim." Naomi, who came out from the offspring of Ammon, came out at the time of David. My commentary. This is an amazing pasuk in what it tells us about conversion. Also, the midrash that Ammon is also involved with the line of Mashiach, just as in the beginning, but will be also in the end. Pasuk 101. Kedain sharat ruach kucha al David kad kol alma madita fiapilna advin Yisrael hevel nachalato hawodakirna madiavdu. hevel nachalato makiti v'yamidem b'hevel b'ha'u hevel nachalat Hashem ko inun b'ha'u me'ha'u zara'ha'u hevel achidehu. The translation. At that time, the Holy Spirit rested on David. The Holy Spirit, that is Malchut, said to him, David, when I measured the entire universe and through lots, and Israel was the lot, the Hebrew word is hevel, of his inheritance. I remember what Moab did to the lot of his inheritance. It is written, and measured them with a line, the Hebrew word hevel, meaning at the very measuring line of Hashem's inheritance, that is Israel. That line was hanging on to all those who issued from the seed of Moab that did harm Israel in the days of Moses. My commentary. The word hevel, which is usually seen as able in English, or as vanity in Kohelet, here is being expressed as the lot of the inheritance of Hashem. The implication is that the nation of Moab, by harming Israel in the days of Moshe, had a judgment hanging over them, except the gems coming from Moab, like Ruth and others, when that was all clear, David manifested the judgment. Pasuk 102. Kiti milo hachevel mahu milo hachevel elahahu diktiv milo kol haaretz kivodo wahawa marda Uleachayayo Vidahu Lakaila Wehahu Hevel Atchid Beinun Dichazun Lakadla Vekich Achid Behevel Ufashit Hevel Almadiadu Behahu Hevel Nachalat Hashem. The translation. It is written one full line. What is the meaning of one full line? This is what is written. The whole earth is full of his glory. That is Malchut, which decreed one to life and another to death. That line was attached to those who deserved to be killed. Therefore, he held that rope and extended the line due to what he caused to that line of Hashem's inheritance. My commentary. A possible meaning of this pasuk and this term of one full line is a spiritual understanding that when a person goes to sleep and his or her soul leaves the body, there is a line that connects the body and the soul. The soul follows that line back to the body. It is taught if the line breaks, then the soul has difficulty finding the body to return to. This may involve a similar concept between Hashem and the angelic minister of a nation, and that angelic minister to each person in his nation. Thus, when the judgment is rendered against the nation, it is rendered against the angelic minister, who has specific string lines to each individual, and thus the lines to those are to be protected, are protected, and those who are not protected experience the appropriate chaos. Pasuk 103. Umidyan Gidon Shatse Kolhahu Zara Dila Ashir Minayu Bikolinun Diavishu Israel Beta Obamila Achara Ukuhu Diavishu Israel Kuchabrihu Natir Lon Bivavu Winatal Minaihu Nuch Minaval Izinin Lemete Minaihu Avliyama Arif Rugzeya Weapeya Imchon Adiatik Ahutau Leoma Uvata Kenatil Nukba Bedina Minaihu Amar Rabbi Elazar Hakihu Vadai Bedahu Beriru Demila Amar Hahu Yanuka Mikan Uhala Havrayayo Atkinu Mane Karala Mibiya Bidaiku Piagahu Karava. The translation. Gideon was destroying all that seed of Midian so that he left none of those who planned to harm Israel by counsel or in any other way. To all those that caused harm to Israel, the Holy One, blessed be He, will reserve hate for them and be vindictive to them. However, if good is destined to emerge from them, He will be long-suffering and extend the period of His anger to them until that good will come into the world. Then He will carry out their sentence of vengeance. Rabbi Elazar said, that is definitely the meaning, and that is the clarification of it. That child said, from here on, friends, prepare your weapon to do battle. My commentary. This pasuk is a segue from the previous discussions to the next discussions. As part of an unwritten commentary, I just realized if we go back to the man from Germany of 70 years ago, his grandchildren have converted and are now living in the modern state of Israel. This verse is applying to them even today, and I'm sure many others. Pasuk 104. Patach Rabbi Elazar Weamar Baraku Hashem Malakal Gibore Koach Wigomer David Malka Zamin Levarka Luktucha Berichu Zamin Lechele Shemaya Deinun Kochavaya Umazale Ushar Hayalin Peshata Lenishmeta Ileya Pahadaihu Levarka Lukucha Berichu Ahidikil Baraku Hashem Komasal Bekomekomot Memshalt Ho Biracha Nafshi et Hashem Chatim b'nafsheya kol birkan. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, Bless Hashem, you angels of his, you mighty ones. King David summons to bless the Holy One. Blessed be he. He summoned the hosts of heaven, which are the stars and constellations, and other armies, and included his soul with them to bless the Holy One. Blessed be he. This is what is written. Bless Hashem, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Hashem, O my soul. He concluded all the blessings with his soul. There's no written commentary. You'll notice that the translation was pasted twice. And I must have overwritten the commentary section when I did that. But as I'm looking at this verse right now, it's saying when we say a blessing, we can enhance that blessing with the commitment, I hesitate to say vow, the commitment of the energy of our soul by injecting and investing our soul energy into that blessing that we are saying to another person. When we do that, we are drawing the various levels that we have reached spiritually. We are drawing the angels of that level to come assist us and assist one that we are blessing at that moment. Verse 105. Zamin Rimalake Maroma Livarka Leya Dikti Barahu Hashem Malaka Vigomer Viadlatu Yisrael Malake Niroma Hawo Avde Shome Asiyake One Di atu Yisrael, b'kaimu al tura, t'sina hawat, b'ara di Yisrael, b'ilchodayu, u'malakim kadishin, b'ilchodayu, Yisrael gamril, u'shlemin asiyayo, V'yad giborei koach osei divaro b'kadmeta u'vatar lishmoa zakayim inun Yisrael v'natlu asayayo minayhu v'itkayam b'hu. The translation. He invited the lofty angels to bless him, as it is written. Bless Hashem, you angels of his. Before Israel arrived on the scene, the lofty angels in heaven used to prepare and complete this work. As soon as Israel arrived and stood at Mount Sinai and said, "We will do and we will obey, we will listen," they took over this task from the ministering angels and became part of his world. Since then, that task on earth was exclusively Israel's. The holy angels were on their own, and Israel would complete and perfect this work. Therefore, at first, prior to the arrival of Israel, were mighty ones who perform his bidding. And after that, the angels were only hearkening to the voice of his word. But those who perform his bidding were Israel. Praised are Israel, who took over this service from them. It was kept up through them. My commentary. This pasuk is describing the transition of responsibility to maintain the universe and the plan of creation to mankind, to the children of Israel, from the angels. This is my opinion. And in actuality, it is the tzaddikim within the children of Israel. It's actually the souls of the tzaddikim. Verse 106. Amar hahu yanuka natar garmach biatzlach bemanach wikishivacha da bilchodo natlu Yisrael wilach ra amar shivacha da yeshkachna Wilachra Amar Hahu Yenu Kakewan Tihar Badilach Latzlach O Antla Minana Leya Kad Kahaze Shivach Harba Liman Tiagach Karava. Translation. That boy said, "Watch yourself now and be successful with your battle gear." Is this the only praise that Israel gained and no other praise? He said, "This praise I discovered and no other." That child said, "Since your sword is not accomplishing anything, or you are not brandishing it effectively, leave the sword to someone who is capable of waging war with it." My commentary. In my opinion, this pasuk is indicating a transition to a different sephirah and a different level of consciousness. This comes from asking the question, why is this pasuk here in this location, and what am I to learn from this pasuk? These are tools to use with every pasuk in the Zohar and every pasuk in the Tanakh. Shivacha ila'a delayit besar L'malake ila'e bilchodayu Ela bachade Yisrael manihu Kadosh bracha it besar lon bilchodayu Kemade it besar De Yisrael aval kadosh La it basar lom bilchodaihu, ela bachade Yisrael, dila mekache, kedusha ela bachade Yisrael, weitema, wehaketi vikara, ze el ze veamar. Ematai bezimna de Yisrael mikache letata v'yad de Yisrael la mikache letata inun la amre kedusha. The translation. What is the highest praise that is not passed on to the angels exclusively, except in conjunction with Israel? It is holy. Blessings were given to them alone, as they were given to Israel. However, holy was not handed to them alone, but only accomplished together with Israel, since they do not sanctify the holiness except together with Israel. You might ask why it is written, and one cried to another and said. He replies, when did this happen? That is at the same time that Israel do the sanctifications below. Until Israel do not sanctify below, they cannot say the sanctification either. This verse, Kadosh, 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 are the Knights of Aot. In the Kedusha of the Amidah and the Musaf on Shabbat, but also during the week, we say the same phrase that the Midrash says we received from Moses, hearing it from one angel calling to another angel. This is at the level of the seraphim, which is at the level of Briah. My commentary, my written commentary. This is actually dealing with the concept of feminine waters. Human actions that awaken spiritual actions to draw light to begin to flow. In this case, the light of holiness. This is my opinion. Verse 108. Begin dik kedusha milat almin salka vela mitrem v'haynu v'kara ze hachad el ze hatirein v'amar hatilata tilat almin inun l'kabelehu tilat kedit Kedushot ukich shavacha de Israel dinatlin kedusha letata bilchodaihu. The translation: the sanctification arises from the three realms, which are the secret of the three columns, and not from two realms. And not from two columns. That is the meaning of, and one cried. Here we have one, which is the right column. To another, we have two, which is the left column. And said, we have a third, which is the central column. The three realms correspond to the three sanctities, and this is due to the praise of Israel, because they exclusively take that sanctity that is below, which is the center column, as is mentioned nearby. My commentary. The verse is clear as written, in my opinion. It is only the children of Israel that deal with the concept of the central column. We are out of time. We will pick up on Thursday with our Zohar class at this Pasuk 109. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow's class are at 10:30 West Coast time. We will continue our preparation, learning about the 3-week period. At 3:00, we will have our class in advanced reincarnation. I bid you all Shavuot Tov. Shalom Gadol, a significant and large amount of peace and serenity in your life, in your week. Shavuot Tov. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shavuot Tov.
Shalom. Shavuot Tov to all.
Mm-hmm.